Hey you guys, welcome to the Horse Trader's Diary. I am Tara Sanders and I have Aspen with me.
Hello.
So we got a ton more questions for our question and answer, almost to the point that we have like 300 comments of questions. And Tinley!
Yay!
So, me! We also have Tinley with us, so bear with us because little people want to be involved too. And we have tons and tons of questions, so we're gonna drive, try not to fall asleep, and answer some questions.
Make sure we're still on the right track here. Yeah, 1.5 miles. I'll keep an eye on it. Kay. Okay. First one. Oh, there was a really good one that I scrolled by. Let me find it real quick because it was good.
It was good.
Okay, what horse have you pulled out of the kill pen line that has completely shocked you with their change once looked after and cared for?
There's a lot. I mean, I don't think any of it shocks me because I was raised by a dad who bought geldings all the time from the sale barn, so I just grew up on that. You know, like I grew up watching horses come from the sale barn, go to my dad's race barn, and then just completely make 180s the other direction to where they went from being a slaughter bound or a trader to something that was worth $10,000. And that was like, I mean, my dad was getting $6,500 to $10,000 for geldings in the early, mid, and late 90s when that was tough to do. So I know what a good feed program can do for any horse. So I don't know that I've ever really been shocked. I've had some that we saved. So we have one gelding that came out of our kill pen and they wrote an article on him because he went to some really big jumper shows and FEI shows and shows at the Grand Prix level, and he came from us, so that was really neat. We've sold a horse out of the kill pen that went to Channing Tatum. He calls him Cajun. We sold him to a lady named Tracy who has a rescue effort, and
Not this one, but the next one.
And she adopted him out to Channing Tatum and his wife. I mean, like a couple months later, but still, that was pretty cool. So I don't know that I'm shocked about anything anymore. I've seen some really cool stuff. We had a horse when we were in Salisaw that we bought. She was race bred, and we put her, when I was very first doing this, we put her on Craigslist for $1,750, and she sold to a lady, and she has since made the NFR. So we've kind of seen some cool stuff. I mean, we've had multiple horses win at pro rodeos. We've had multiple horses. We had one that won $50,000 at the USTRC or team roping stuff. Like, it won in the lowered number ropings, they won something, and it was like a $50,000 paycheck. And we've had some breakaway horses and some calf roping horses that people had let their hocks get bad and get ulcers, and they got kind of bad, and we were able to rehab them all the way, you know, sell them and help people rehab them all the way back to competing at professional levels. So I've seen some amazing quality horses thrown away. So nothing shocks me anymore when I get updates, because I've seen horses literally go from being a throwaway to being at the NFR.
Yep.
And when you see that, like, that's the ultimate. I've seen a horse be thrown away, and then 2 years later, I saw a guy compete on him at Grand Prix level and place and win checks internationally on a horse that somebody else had thrown away. So when you see that in 9 years, you know, nothing shocks me. Nothing.
What's one bit of advice you'd give your 20-year-old self?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I am very, very, very proud of where I am today. And I think that if I were to give myself any advice, it might alter the road I took. And I'm pretty content. What about you, Aspen? You're not even 20 yet.
I'm not even 20. So honestly, I think what is maybe my path I want to go on. Still, I'm 19. I don't know. So honestly, I can't answer that question right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I just feel like a lot of people would look back and tell their 20-year-old self to do a lot of things. And I look back and I just am very proud of where I came. I know that even with Jacob, I almost wish there have been times that I was like, oh, if I could just go back and tell him, you know, don't take that job, or don't, you know, don't buy cattle for them. You know, you're going to get arrested, and it's going to be, and then I look at it now and I'm like, but I don't think that Jacob and I would be together because he was married. And I think that when all of that started to go down and was a huge issue, I think it caught, you know, it caused part of the demise to their marriage. And there's been rumors that, like, I met Jacob when he was still married, and that's not accurate. They had been divorced. Their divorce was final in November, and Jacob and I didn't start dating until December. I mean, but in Texas, once you file for divorce, you have to wait months before you can actually divorce. So they had been separated, like, since August, I think, is what he said. So anyway, I don't want to bring business that doesn't belong on a podcast. Like, I never want to say something either, because, like, his ex-wife is not a terrible person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he picked her.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that him and I both can say about our exes is, like, we picked them.
Yeah.
And they have great qualities. And I'm sure that she has amazing qualities and is a wonderful person. But, you know, Jacob had just started getting into a situation with a company that he had bought for, and it just very rapidly went downhill. So when I started dating him, I didn't know what all was going on until I did, you know. But I will say that, I don't know that at 34 and 36 that Jacob and I want to change much. Like, we're very proud of how hard we work to get here. So I don't want to give my 20-year-old self any advice, because my 20-year-old self was doing something very different and just having a blast. And luckily I was pretty smart and didn't make any horrible life-altering decisions between 20 and 25 when I met Jacob. I mean, like I said, we said the other day, we actually had that conversation. I don't know that I would go back and be like, don't buy cattle for them, because our life would probably be very different.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
Everything.
I would say if I could tell my 20-year-old self anything, I almost would want to say just enjoy being young. Like, yes. I don't know that I enjoyed being young as much as I could have, because I was so focused on working. Mm-hmm. I was so focused on working. So I didn't have the fun that a lot of people did. But then I look back on it and I don't know that that was a bad thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that I missed much.
Yeah. If you could only have one horse, any horse, for the rest of your life, who would it be?
Mortis. I just would keep old Mortis. He's at home, turned out, retired. He's in Louisiana.
Okay.
And Jacob sends me pictures every week when he goes home. I'm probably going to bring him over. My problem here is I'm so full and he doesn't need to be in the barn.
Yeah.
I might bring him over here and turn him out with the babies and let him babysit just so that I can have him here. Because he's not aggressive. He's, like, really a good boy. But I would just keep Mortis forever and just let Mortis live every day of his life in peace and comfort and happiness. And Mortis.
Yes. What part of the job does Aspen like the most? Honestly, now I don't feel like it's a job. I feel like it's just part of my everyday life as a family. Honestly, I don't feel like it's a job. But, I mean, I love riding, and...
She probably wishes she could go barrel race a little bit more.
Yes, I do. But hopefully once we hire another person, I might have a free day that I can set aside every other week or every few weeks to go run barrels. But, I don't know, I love everything. Probably riding and the most, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean... I don't know. If you love trading horses and you love horses, it just kind of turns into life and not a job.
It really doesn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
That is right. Because I work 7 days a week there, and I don't ever feel like I need a break or a day off. I mean, there are things that I want to go do, but it's not because I need to get away from what I'm already doing. It's just because I also want to do that.
There's some mornings where I really, really, really want to sleep till 8 o'clock. Really bad.
And I'm a 9 o'clock in the morning girl.
Yeah.
My internal alarm clock goes off at 9 a.m. But the reason I don't jump up as early normally as they do is because I have Tinley and I don't want to force her to get up that early. But I will tell you that I have been getting up today so that I can jog. I Jacob was here, and so I could get up early, and he could stay in the house with Tinley, and I got up at 7. Anybody coming that way?
No.
And nope. I got up at 7 and went and jogged.
I was still in bed. My alarm clock didn't go off.
Yeah, and when I came in and got a bottle of water to drink, and when I shut the fridge, I thought the fridge shut really loud, and then, like, within, like, 30 seconds, Aspen texted me, "I'm so sorry," and I was like, and then at first I was like, why is she apologizing? I was like, ah, the fridge woke her up.
Yeah. I'm glad it did, because I would have still been sleeping until you were like, where the hell is she?
No, Jolene had already fed the first barn, and then she fed the first barn while I was jogging, so I was good. Jolene is pretty good help. She really tries. I mean, she's one of the better people I've hired. I mean, I really like Desi and Aspen, so I like Jolene.
You do like me?
Yeah, you're all right. I'll
just
keep you.
Right. Okay.
Uh-huh. I'll keep you.
Do you want me to drive back home?
Right.
Are you still coming to Kansas this summer? Or Remington Park, maybe?
I won't be to Remington this year because Remington for the quarter horses is over and my dad's already in New Mexico. And my dad is actually wanting to probably move to New Mexico just to get out of Oklahoma and the heat and the humidity. I probably will take a weekend and go to Wichita because my best friend lives in Wichita, Kansas. So I love that. I would love to come to Kansas. I've never been to like Dodge City or any of those places. And I've had people say, oh yeah, you need to go because it's old Western town. It's kind of maybe fun for a weekend. Like I said, I've never been, so...
Wichita, Kansas, on my drive down here, was the first southern storm I've experienced. And I ran in that motherfucking hotel like it was no other.
Yeah, Aspen's not...
truck trouble.
Aspen's not used to, like, the southern, like, lightning, tornado-y storms. No. She's from up north where it rains, but they don't have, like, that...
We have...
bone-cracking kind of lightning and thunder like we do here. And
left, immediate right.
Perfect. This is kind of an odd little town.
Yeah, it's kind of...
This is like a little... There's a little town right by where my parents live that's not too far. It's called Council Hill, Oklahoma. And it looks like this. Like, okay. Kind of a little nothing rundown. But, like, real old. Like, you could tell maybe a long, long time ago there's some cool buildings, you know?
You stop it right now.
You're being naughty and loud. What are you doing back there? Oh, look at the old school.
I have been wondering about what is a feedlot. How does a feedlot work?
A cattle feedlot or a horse feedlot?
Doesn't say. Just go for a horse feedlot.
Well, the thing about when you buy kill horses, you have to get them home and we assess them. Like, we go through everything that we can before we ship them. But a feedlot is just a place where horses are fed out to go to slaughter. So you know, some places, so like with cattle, there's grow yards, feed yards, finishing, you know, some people finish, some people start, like there's places that start cattle, people that finish cattle, people that grow them. Then there's, you know, cow calf operations. So the cattle industry is a little more diverse.
Yes.
Where with horses, a feedlot is just where they go to stand before they ship to slaughter.
Well, this is kind of a given question. I mean, why don't you include vet price and original price instead of separately? There's so many different vet things, vet bills that could happen for different horses.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. I'm never, ever going to do that because, first of all, if somebody just wants to, that lives local, just wants to pick their horse up and have no vet work done, that's up to them. But if somebody wants to, if I included all the vet work, then every horse would leave my house much more expensive because at that point I would have to do their teeth, do vaccinations. I would assume that everybody wanted everything, and that's just not how the equine industry works. So for the sake of the way that it's done, once you buy the horse from me at a set price, you can just do whatever vet work you choose to do, and my vet comes every single week and he's very affordable and you can do as much or as little. And there are some people that might want to go ahead and have vaccines done because that's what they can afford, and then they're going to let the horse go home and be turned out for 2 months, and then they'll have his teeth floated, you know, in 2 months when they've saved up a little bit more money. And if I included that in the price up front, they might not be able to afford that horse right away. And that's not a bad thing, that sometimes you have to wait for something.
I just don't think that's a bad thing.
Yes, that cow is like,
this is nice.
This is nice.
Do you feel the COVID stimulus helped drive
not
the
at
price
all.
Of demand for horses?
Not at all.
No?
No. No. If you think about the people that got COVID stimulus checks, it fucking wasn't me. I got one. I did not.
I got one.
Well, I did not.
It's because I'm 19 and I was broke and I just qualified.
Jacob
for it,
and
I made
did
under $25,000.
Jacob and I did not qualify. I think we could have gotten $500 for Tinley or something, and we just didn't even. So absolutely not. I think that the majority of people that got COVID stimulus checks really needed those things to pay their bills. They didn't need them to buy horses. Did you buy a horse with it?
No, I paid off a college bill with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, first of all,
I
what
could have paid
like,
it off without it, but it was
how much
just,
did you get? $600?
I got $1,400 the first time.
Okay.
And $1,200 the second time.
Okay.
And $600. So, wait, or was there two or three?
I have no idea. I got zero.
I don't remember.
I got zero and I applied for zero. Yeah. So.
Well, I was like, this is nice, so I'm just gonna take it because why not?
All I'm saying is that that honestly, people that are getting COVID stimulus money are not people that are buying high-end horses, and horses are high. Like, yes. Gildings are bringing $6,500. So if you think about that, it would take way more than what Aspen got in COVID stimulus money to even be able to buy a horse in the market. What has drove the price of horses up is people's ability to bid on them from the comfort of their home all across the United States. Jacob bought a $3,100 mule at 3 o'clock in the morning because we were laying in bed, and I manic shop and have manic episodes and shop Amazon, and apparently Jacob manic shops the mule sale and bought a $3,100 mule. So... literally, like, the next day, he was like, I bought a mule last night at the sale. And I was like, what? I was like, you didn't go anywhere. He's like, I know. He's like, I got to watching the live feed. He was like, but I was on your account. He was like, so I paid with your bank draft. No problem. Okay. And he was like, all right, just making sure you know, do I need to... because he asked me, like, do you want me to transfer money over to that account? And I was like, no, that's fine. There's plenty in there. So... my point, though, is like, that mule wouldn't have brought that had there not been online bidding, because there wouldn't have been a ding dong like Jacob sleeping next to me, waking up, not being able to sleep, and jumping on the mule sale and bidding. I mean, and if he bought that one, how many more did he bid on?
Right.
So he probably bid on 20 others to drive the price up. Him and every other person that was laying in their bed doing the same thing. I know Shelly bought one. Shelly bought a little mini one, and she was like, God, I don't even know what I was thinking. And I was like, see?
Yeah.
These online auctions are starting to get you guys.
Adele Smith. Cole says, what is Tinley's favorite toy?
Oh, man, she's got a bunch.
Yeah.
Yes, she loves... to play outside. So she got a wheelbarrow recently that she really seems to like, that from the people that bought Storm and Bayall, they sent us a package and she loves it. It's like a wheelbarrow. Well, Aspen and I put it together, and today I walked in the house, she was pushing it around the house, and she was telling me, Mommy, I love working.
Do you know what she told me last night?
What?
She came in my room and said, what the hell is this mess?
Yeah, she told me that. This morning when I came in the house, she pushed her wheelbarrow to Aspen's door and said, Mommy, we need to throw all this shit out of Aspen's room, and had her little wheelbarrow. And I was like, oh, yeah. Jesus.
It'll get organized.
No, my child's potty mouth. Man. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. My child is singing out of tune in the back seat. It's hilarious.
How much hay do you buy in a week or a month?
We go through 100 square bells every 10-ish days. And we go through 11. He can only bring 11 round rolls at a time. And he brings them probably every 5 days. So
yes.
We get 11 round rolls every 5 days. And we get 100 square bells every 10 days. So if that's five. So what is that? Six? Okay, so 11. If it, how many times does 5 go into 30? 6 times, right? Yeah. So 6 times 11 is 60. So we do 66 round rolls a month. Minimum. Sometimes we even have to go get some. Where do we go now?
Straight.
And then we do 100 square bells every 10 days. So we do 300 square bells a month and 66 round bells a month. Oh. Which, do the math on that. What is 65 times 66?
60.
5 times 65.
60.
Mm-hmm.
Times?
Yeah, times 66. Yeah, $65 times 66 rolls. Yes.
I was like,
We do about $4,500 worth of round rolls a month, and then we do 8 times 100 times 3. We do $2,500 worth of square hay. So we do, I mean, $7,000 to $8,000 in hay a month. $100,000. I know that last year we spent just at $100,000 in hay in 1 year.
And that's not covering grain.
Mm-hmm, that's not including the grain.
Which is way more.
Mm-hmm. We go through 4 tons of feed every 10 days. 4 tons.
Tons.
Yeah.
Yes, tons.
That's 8,000 pounds.
Yeah. What's the max weight a person can be to ride a horse?
It depends on the horse. You, what you want to figure is 30% of their body weight. So if they weigh, like, if, well, 33% is what is, like, national average. So if a horse weighs 1,000 pounds, they can carry basically 330 pounds is the way I look at it. 1,000-pound horse, I mean, and that's maximum. Like, that's maximum. You don't, I mean, you wouldn't want to put that much weight on them and do heavy, heavy work. But a 1,000-pound or a 1,200-pound horse can carry like a 300, 350-pound person. And like a 500-pound pony, you know, I tried to tell somebody this the other day, a 500 to 600-pound pony can honestly carry an adult. I mean,
yeah.
30%.
Oh, yeah.
People just, you know, want to bitch and moan and say people are too big, but horses were built to carry that weight and evenly distribute it.
If you suddenly couldn't work with horses, what would you both like to do? I
went to school. So I dated a guy when I was college age, and his parents really wanted me to be domesticated. So they paid for me to go to college as long as I could pass my classes. And I got a little bit of a rodeo scholarship one semester. And then the next semester, or the first semester, I got my ACT score was really high. And then the next semester, I got a little bit of a rodeo scholarship. I had walked on the semester before and done okay. I was going to major in like psychology. And after I decided college wasn't for me, I went ahead and went to the Life Coaching Academy and became a certified life coach. I maybe would do something like that, but to be honest, I learned really, really fast that people don't actually want to fix their problems. People just want to bitch, and they don't want to put the work in. So it's hard for me because I think that people, like I said, just want to bitch and moan and don't actually want to put the work in to fix their life. So,
and I'll tell you what, she's one damn good life coach.
I have my
moments. Washington, I'd call her and we would have talks, and yes.
I have moments. I mean, I do feel like, I've lived a lot of life for my age, and I feel like I've lived some really, really difficult situations and came out okay, so.
I mean, you're all right.
I'm all right.
Does Squirt like his new toy?
So Squirt got a ball. He's got a red one and a blue one. And then somebody sent him a ball cover, but he doesn't have the actual ball for it yet. So I'm thinking that's probably what you're talking about. And as soon as it arrives, we will video said experience. Because I think it's a pretty good size. There's a red, white, and blue ball cover in here, yes, that goes on it.
My phone, all your videos are showing as untitled. Is it just my phone or is it the same as my phone?
No, all the videos show untitled because Aspen and I never find time to sit down and go into the creator studio and edit them. Because I can give all of them a cover photo, like on YouTube, but I don't do that. And I can also, I mean, basically Creator Studio allows Facebook to, you have to have, I think, 50,000 followers before you're eligible for it.
Okay.
Because we have like 58,000 followers. Yeah. And then we have like 38 or 40,000 likes, but you have to have 50,000 followers. And once we got there, we were able to monetize our Facebook, which was fantastic. And I can go in just like on YouTube and like edit and title them, tag them, put like a cover, like a custom cover photo. I just, you know, I could do a better job of all of that and make it a little bit more professional, but it would take so much time to do it that I would have to take away from the horses. I just haven't. And it's not that I don't think it's cool that I can do those things. If it took me 2 hours to do that, in that 2 hours, I can PEMF 4 horses. I can, you know, spend that time with Tinley. I'm not saying it's not necessary. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm just saying, I just think my time is better spent doing something else.
Yep. What breed of horse would you like to own that you haven't so far?
I don't think there's anything I haven't owned.
Yeah.
I've even had a Russian Clydesdale. They're called something, a Vandlik or something. I've had one. We bought one, and he was, as an embryo, he was shipped over from Russia. And basically, they're a Clydesdale, and Jacob and I bought it and resold it. I love my Frisians, and I have a Frisian Knobstrooper that I like. But yeah, I like Dutch harness horses a bunch. We've had 5 or 6 Clydesdales. We've had dozens and dozens of Percherons. I mean, there's lots of breeds of horses that I love. And I think at this point in 9 years, with averaging 200 horses a month that I resell to the public, I've owned a little bit of everything.
How do you feel about the Wild Mustang roundups? Do that many need to be rounded up?
I don't know enough about it to comment. Because, I mean, from the outside looking in, I know that our environment is changing and that there's less and less environment for the horses. And I think it's subjective to the area. Like, I've seen the Fort Polk wild horses and they do not need to be there because in Louisiana there's not a lot of nutrition in the ground and those horses look terrible and they're pot-bellied and they look like shit and they get hurt and they get hit by cars and they're in a really bad area where they're getting killed and they're hurting people. But then I look at the wild horses in Reynosa, New Mexico, and it's a completely opposite thing. And that community bands together and puts protein tubs out and puts wormer blocks out. Like, the community, like, you know, that live there.
Well, and I could say the same thing about Yakima. On the 97, there's a reservation and there's a bunch of wild horses out there. They all look like shit. They're all pot belly. You see dead horses out there all the time, but it's all dry. There's no nutrition out there. There's no, creek dries up in the summer. There's nothing. So, like you said, it really just depends on.
Yeah. So those wild horses shouldn't be there.
No, no.
They need to be rounded up for their own safety because that's a bad area to have wild horses.
Exactly.
So I think it just depends on where they are. Like, if you look at the wild horses in Reynosa, New Mexico, they look fantastic, but they do have man-made help. Like, that community of people that live in Reynosa go above and beyond. They do the same thing for the deer and elk, though. Like, yeah, they'll, like, they're really good to, like, everybody. First of all, I think everybody likes the animals to come up around their house to see them. So, like, my parents have a cabin there, and outside, you know, the elk come up all the time, and my parents have like some people they timeshare with, and basically my parents get it in the summer for the races. Those people get it in the winter for skiing. So when my mom got there, they had already put out like 2 wormer blocks and like 4 protein tubs.
Okay.
And the wild horses and the elk, you know, come around.
Yeah.
And my mom and dad will replace them before they leave. And so the neighbors have the same thing. And then, like, Jacob and I have a place that we stay on the weekends there sometimes, like a timeshare type thing also. But ours is like you buy into a pool of homes and then you can just schedule weekends and it'll show you what houses are, like, out of 20 homes, what houses are available.
Okay.
So it's kind of a neat deal. You know, everybody like pitched in and bought part of it so that there's like 20 different homes and we all just share type thing. and there's like 100 people that, so anyway, it's really neat. And a lot of our weekends are in the summer. Sometimes we'll go one weekend right before Christmas or something, but same thing. I can't tell you how many times we've been there and then they've texted and been like, hey, can you guys pick up warmer blocks? You know, so that community takes care of their wild animals. And at that point, are they still wild? I don't know. I mean, they're like slightly domesticated because they do have warmer blocks out and protein blocks, but the horses look amazing. The elk look amazing, you know, and you don't see people hitting them all the time. Like, because I think they're not in the road. Like, I don't think they're as bad to travel because they're not starving.
Exactly.
So they're not roaming aimless. Like, at the Fort Polk horses are like aimlessly wandering all the time because they're never nutritionally satisfied.
Exactly. Well, in Yakima, they do have fences up alongside the highway because the 97 highway runs through there. And so they are fenced in from getting on the road. But other than that, they have the whole range.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad, though. I mean, there's...
They don't look good.
It's disgusting when you drive through there. I mean, wintertime, it's better because, I mean, and come spring,
they look good.
But 2 months, 3 months, they're losing weight. They're skinny. They look horrible. Okay. Let's see. What's your favorite bear instead?
Like that, I mean.
Just like your favorite mare and your favorite stallion that you would maybe breed the mare to that stallion or that stallion to a different mare or.
You know, that's a little bit tough. I don't know. I mean, I own a Brookstone Bay Mare I like really well. Brookstone Star. Her mom is Top Tally's Dam. I'm a big fan of hers. I have a Fury of the Wind daughter I really like. I mean, so it's hard because I like a little bit of everything, I guess. But stallion wise, I think I'm just a big fan of horses. So I've seen a lot of Fury of the Winds I like, barrel horse wise and racehorse wise. And I've seen some I hate. So it's hard because I don't pick favorites based just solely on pedigree. I know that I get along with certain pedigrees, but the individual is important to me. I know some people like absolutely love certain studs, and that's not me, because I've owned too many to know that just because they're bred a certain way doesn't mean a lot.
Talk about your experience with rehabbing Founder Laminitis horses.
I have not had a ton of experience. I tend to not go that route. There's an Amish secret that we have. If you ever have a laminitic or foundered horse, if you'll call Aspen, she can get you the number off of the bottles. Miss Kathy is the one that told us about it, and we ordered it, and we bought a case of it, which is 12, and I keep it on hand in case we ever have a founder horse or a laminitic horse. We just keep tons of it because you feed like a tablespoon a day. It seems to really help. I know that I keep a lot of soft rides on hand in my office of different sizes. So if we ever have a horse unload that's foundering or laminitic, we can
make it more comfortable.
Yeah, we can make them more comfortable for sure.
What is this?
But I mean, other than soft rides and that butte, I know that x-rays are important. I know that diet is important, but I just, you know, I don't make a point of keeping foundered or laminitic horses. I feel like slaughter is a really good avenue for those horses to end their suffering. So I don't intentionally keep a foundered or laminitic horse.
Nursing mare, best feeds, pounds of feed, how to keep weight on a nursing mare, and how to keep weight on a nursing mare, and how to get a nursing mare to gain weight.
You can supplement alfalfa into their diet, but the biggest thing is just optimum protein and minerals. So, you know, my mares that are nursing are on Purina. We really like the Strategy Healthy Edge. I like the Omeline Marin Full Feed. I mean, there's just a lot of great feeds out there. The fact of the matter is you just have to make sure you're feeding enough of it. If a mare is in foal, oh, it's your truck. I was like, who is at my house? I'm not used to seeing your truck still.
It's me.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I was like, why is there a fucking truck at my house? It's okay.
It's okay. It's
but, yeah, I mean, oh, look at all the packages. Yeah, so I don't know. I will tell you, I absolutely love, without a doubt, I love, love, love Purina feeds. And I think that the thing is when some of my mares first have babies, we feed up to 16 pounds of feed. So you might just need to just double what you're feeding. Just double it. Double it. Picking up the mail. What's that?
Squirter Sanders.
Is that his ball? To.
This is his ball. It is.
Good. Put his ball in the car. Squirt's ball just got here.
Why don't I ever get in here? This is fair. Kind of
the bottom one is
Tinley,
water.
This is bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'll grab that one.
Oh no, Tinley says bullshit.
Yeah, it is bullshit.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
Bullshit. Let me check the mailbox.
Bullshit.
We are gonna check the mailbox. But all right, you guys, this is a short podcast. We're home. We're gonna cut this off and do a couple things. And we will probably do a question and answer part 4. This is part 3. So we'll probably do a part 4 later. Anything exciting?
No.
Nothing at all, huh? All right, you guys. We will talk to y'all later. Hey, you guys. I am putting y'all in the phone holder. Ah, got you. Okay. Hey, you guys. Welcome to the Horse Trader's Diary. I am Tara Sanders, and I have Saspen with me.
Aspen, thank you very much.
It's Saspen. It's so Tinley, when Aspen very first came the first time.
January.
Yeah, my child couldn't say Aspen, so she called her Saspen, and it was hilarious. So it just went from Aspen to Saspen to just Sass. Now I just call her Sass, and I can because I choose to, and it's hilarious.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
In stores, she'll be like, Sass, come here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what that says about us. So, Aspen is currently building her racing stable on equination.net. This is not sponsored. Not sponsored. I have played that game since. So, I started my very first equination.net stable I had when I was in middle school. And I played, and I was Tara Sanders Racing all the way through high school. And then when I got to college, I got too busy. Got too busy. And so then I didn't play again until maybe a couple of years ago. And I was La Patrona Equine. And then last year, I picked it up again. And Jacob teases me. But now I have Desi and Saspen playing.
Yes.
So we are headed to Shreveport to pick up my child because she is ready to come home and Daddy wants to spend a little bit of time with his girls, all of us, and probably just go eat breakfast with us or something in the morning before he flies out for Billings, because that's what horse traders do, is stay on the freaking road. But we are headed over to pick up Tinley and hang out, and we thought we would catch up on podcasting. So Aspen, yesterday we vetted 40 horses. It was a massive vet day, which
yes,
and I'll tell you, with vetting 40 kill pin horses, you would think that we would find 40. We did 42 with two horses that were like I guess mine. We did Pedro and Calancho. So, long story short, I was really excited and pleased with how many of them were truthfully good. Star was really sound. There were several that just, other than maybe just need a mild, like a little teeth float, there wasn't much. And then there were some that we found little things wrong with. And I think this podcast would be neat to just kind of, okay, so first of all, if you have 40 horses that were sold for slaughter, you would think that all 40 of them would have like extreme conditions. And that wasn't the case. What do you think is the worst thing we found yesterday? I'm trying to think through everything. Not really anything that was. We had Goober, who decided that his leg was broken. Yeah. But he really just had an abscess in one foot. Right, we thought he was... We thought he was a goner. And truthfully, that was not the case at all. He just had an abscess, and we would have never thought in a million years. I even FaceTimed his mom and was like, hey, Goober fell down. And we think now that the abscess being that sore is why he fell to begin with, because he didn't put his leg out to catch him.
17 miles.
So, that just seems like, I mean, it sounds like the most amateur thing in the world. Like, oh, I thought my horse had a broke leg and it was really just an abscess. It was that bad, you guys. It was genuinely that bad. What else was there? We had a paint mare that had, she's white, of course, and on her vulva, she had some really deep scabs, and it was kind of gnarly, but other than that, that was about it.
Yeah, there really wasn't, I mean.
Yeah. One horse had, like, maybe some, feet issues. His soles were a little soft, and he needed to, needed maybe some front shoes or something. But I think he was kind of the worst of it, maybe, because prognosis for him is, you know, he's got super soft soles, and if they don't harden up, you know, thin soles are tough because there's not a lot you can do. You can try pads, you can try. Thin-soled horses to me are a little tough. If they lose a shoe, you always have them being a little bit gimpy, or if you ride them across rocks. So I would say that if I ever sighed over any lameness, I think thin soles, and I do have a TheraPlate, and we have been able to really increase sole depth with the TheraPlate. I love that thing. Are you over there enjoying your stable? It's really kind of addictive.
I just made my soaks, and now you need to send me horses.
Yes. When we get to Longview, to the highway, I'm going to swap Aspen so I can start to send her some ponies, because this game is so addictive. It's so fun. So since we've moved here, I kind of put the game down and haven't really trained. So I've got my horses are a little bit behind, but Aspen has a whole entire week.
I do?
Yeah, you have a week to start to catch up, because... So the racing seasons are 3 months.
Yeah,
so they're 3 months. So July 1st is next racing season. So that's kind of exciting. But 'tis what it is.
Yes.
So I don't know what you guys have been up to, and I don't know if you guys play any games, but equination.net is something you will find Aspen and I at. So yes. So we went and rode the other day. You rode your barrel horse.
I love him so much.
He's a good boy.
He is. A little fugly, but he's a good boy.
He's really not.
He's not. Gray. Yes.
He's gray and he's dirty most of the time.
Yes. All gray horses love to be disgusting and yellow and green and brown and not gray.
And so, not gray.
Nope. Yes. Nope. I love him.
Yeah.
I love running Squirt too, even though his personality is just...
Squirt has a lot going on in his life.
Yeah.
So, Squirt has decided that Desi is his handler, and he's a very famous individual. And so, when Desi was leading him, hand walking him yesterday to parade him around for everyone, which was not what was really happening at all, but Squirt didn't know that, he laid down and rolled several times. He's just that horse has a lot of character.
When we unloaded everything, when we hauled to that arena, we were walking him through the arena, and he literally just dropped. Like, no notice, no nothing. He just dropped and rolled. And
he said,
it's time for me to roll now, guys.
I'm rolling. It's happening right now.
And then he got up and took two steps, and Maddie thought he was just going to walk right over. Nope. Went back down.
Had to equally do both sides.
And he went to go roll all the way over, and he got stuck on his back.
Because he's so fat.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so fat, he kind of got caught upside down. I can see that.
Yes.
But yeah, so yesterday he was convinced that he's famous and Desi is his handler. And he was going up to the vet. He was just going to pull a shoe. He lost a shoe. He was going to pull the other one. Because he does fine barefoot. He doesn't really need them. So, long story short, Desi is just trying to lead him around while Dr. Hamlin finishes up with Gabby so her owner can get her loaded and gone. And Squirt was just parading himself around for, like, Gabby's owner and for us. And you would have thought he was, like, a main attraction. Like, I even told Jacob, I was like, this is why we could charge people to come see Squirt, because he'll actually give them entertainment.
Yes. Oh, yes.
God, he's funny.
There's no down moment with Squirt. There's always something funny or...
Peyote's a little like that.
He is.
Peyote today took his door off the hinges.
Demanding to go outside.
Demanding to go outside.
Got like, the... if you just look down the shed row, the door just going, it's flopping out.
Yeah.
He's banging it, wanting out.
And then he had his fat man zoomies, which were hilarious because Peyote's entirely too fat to have zoomies. So I was like, oh God, this poor guy is like going to break a leg because he's too fat, too big to be doing that. But, and then we just have Pedro who gets in the water tank.
Yes.
Pedro has no... Yeah, so that's what's been going on in our life. It's just all the normal things. We just have like Freckles, Playboy, Peyote, Pedro, and Rooster. Rooster has not bothered anybody lately because he's been outside.
Yes.
Miss Kathy wanted me to give him a week off to adjust to his osteopathy so that he really had a lot going on in his TMJ and pole and his shoulders. And so now his week is up. He's going to be disappointed to know that because he thinks he's living the... He's a low life living the high life, he thinks.
Yeah.
But other than us just kind of catching y'all up on stuff, we have had a million Q&A questions. So we may end up doing a Q&A part 4 because we had like, what, 300 and something?
Yeah.
We had over 300 questions. And people keep being, I never heard Tara's celebrity crush. And I'm like, ugh, probably because I don't want anybody else to know it. So it was Ryan Upchurch. And I don't even actually know that poor boy's music. Aspen introduced me to a couple of songs. I found him through a YouTube video. Turn left on to Estes. And just was like, oh my God, he's so cute. I think I just love his personality.
Yeah.
But I don't, then his music does not resonate for me. No. Like, I'm not a hillbilly redneck of any form. But I do actually really love, like, his personality. And then, maybe, does that sound cliche? Like, I don't even know his music. But, I mean, I'm not a West Virginia, East Tennessee, or whatever, like, roughneck, or whatever they call it. I'm not, so. I'm over here just living my best life. But I am totally, totally mesmerized by his hilarious personality.
He is super, super funny.
He is super funny. And just seems like a really good guy. So that's my celebrity crush that is more of just a personality-based crush. I don't even know. I guess I don't know. I guess I just like his personality so much I don't even notice if he's cute or not. Aspen was like, I cannot believe that you... And I actually liked him before his teeth were fixed. I liked the gap.
Ugh.
I did. I loved it. When he got his teeth fixed, I was so disappointed. I was like, what did you do to yourself?
What did you do?
I almost... So when I went in to get... Okay, so I went to get Botox for my migraines. I guess we can talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I went to get Botox for my migraines, and we did my forehead, my temples, behind my ears, the back of my neck, and the back of my head. And it has helped tremendously. But we found out afterwards that I'm probably going to have Botox down the back of my neck into my shoulders because I'm actually having also tension headaches. So after all of that happened, and I got a headache night before last after the Botox, the doctor actually said, so are they the same exact kind of headache? And I was like, no, instead of feeling like my entire head is going to explode and my eyeballs are going to pop out the front of my face, now I just feel like the back of my neck and my shoulders are like being wrenched down. Like, I don't know how to explain it other than I feel like somebody is taking a screw and tightening, and this is just getting closer and closer together. And he was like, oh, that's a tension headache. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, that's a different kind.
Ugh.
And he said, did anything help? And I said, yeah, I took 2 Midol. And he was like, yeah, that's acetaminophen or whatever, and it's great for tension headaches. So if you ever have a tension headache, just know Midol is the best over-the-counter medication for that. It's just not on label for that. But he did say that that made sense because Midol is the best tension headache medication. And I was like, well, I've been taking Midol for headaches for a while. And he said, well, was it getting rid of them before? And I said, no, but it would make them much better. And he said, well, I think you've been getting migraines and tension headaches simultaneously, which is probably why you've passed out. So now that we have the migraines, which is like the frontal lobe behind my eyes pounding, gone, now it's just down the back of my head into my shoulders. And there's that. So at least we're getting somewhere. We're making progress. I did go to the chiropractor, and I'm going back again tomorrow, which is great for me. Do you go to the chiropractor, Aspen?
I have never been to the chiropractor.
Really?
I have not.
And your back and knee bother you and you don't go?
Mm-hmm.
But your back bothers you, right?
Mm-hmm. I have two herniated discs in my back.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
So do they recommend you not go to the chiropractor for that?
They said I can. And, I mean, I don't get super, super tight down there. It pushes everything to my upper back for some reason and just makes everything go up there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've had a chiropractor, but not like in the office, work on me in my upper back.
Did it make it worse?
The first time, yes. The second time, no.
Was it the same person?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess it was just her figuring out what exactly needs to be done. Because
but you've never been to like a real chiropractor in their office.
No.
Was that a horse chiropractor that just decided to help you?
Yeah. And you just got to be careful around the discs and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. If you have herniated discs.
Yeah.
I don't have, knock on wood, any really back problems. I get a lot of tension in my shoulders and up in my neck, which we do have Coral coming back tomorrow, which she help you a bunch? Does massage therapy help you more than anything?
On my back, I don't really feel a difference with her.
You don't?
Mm-mm. But my shoulders, because my shoulders get super, super tight, I do feel a difference.
A big difference, yeah.
I mean, you saw me the first time she ever worked on me. I couldn't even move my arm.
Yeah, now she did. So Aspen was super sore the first time. Super, super sore. And then the next time it was better.
Yes.
So the girls that work for me do a really good job. So I have a massage therapist that comes to the house as much as possible. She was coming every week. And then my dad had a heart attack. And we just now, this is the first that we've been caught up since then. For her to come back. So she's coming on Thursday because I did not want to wait till Sunday. I was like, I need you. I have a tension headache. It's coming on. And I will tell you, if I do massage therapy every single week, I don't have tension headaches. So I knew, because I've said that. I've said before, like, if I get massage therapy, my headaches are different. They're just behind my eyes. And now that the migraines are gone,
now you can feel it.
I can feel it's just the tension. Yeah. That's the bad thing about what I have going on. I just had a lot going on. But my headaches had gotten bad enough that I passed out.
Yeah.
And had to go to the emergency room. Not once, but twice now. So, but the doctor said today, like, that makes sense because that means that you're probably experiencing more than one kind of headache and your body just can't take it. Your body just can't. Can't take it. So there's that. But do you get migraines or just headaches?
I've gotten a couple migraines since I've been down here, and I think it's the climate, honestly.
You're trying to adjust.
Yes, because
do you take Zyrtec before you go to bed?
I have a couple times.
Did it help?
Not really.
Mm.
No. So I mean, my body is still.
It might be the heat and everything.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, I'm not used to working in this kind of weather and stuff. So, I mean, I know it's taking a pretty big toll on my body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you sweat different here.
I do.
Than you do in.
I do.
Up north.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it kills me. I'm fine. It's fine.
We've been trying to start earlier and get done by about 11 o'clock every day with the riding so that we're done before noon. And that way from like noon to 4:30, we can nap or do whatever. Yeah.
500 degrees.
everywhere.
Today we didn't get to because we had to go, and I took Aspen for her first hydrofacial.
I am in love. I need to put on like a makeup, and I guess I will for if we do anything this weekend.
Yeah.
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 And I can put on a face of makeup.
Yeah, she got dermaplaned and a hydrofacial, and so she's never got to wear foundation or makeup
after being
dermaplaned. And so my favorite filling in the entire world, I love sheets. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I have very, very, very expensive sheets. Like, everybody has something, this place right here to eat. Remind me to bring
you
here.
Yes, T-Blanc. You told me about that when we went to Dr. Hanlon's.
I want to take you there. T Blanco's right outside of Longview. That's where we could meet Lindsay.
Yes.
I love her. God. My friend Lindsay is from Wyoming. Shout out, Lindsay. We love her. Jacob and I both just love her.
I met her
at a horse sale. She's my horse sale friend. I met her at a horse sale. She works for the railroad. She's a conductor. She runs a sale barn, or helps run a sale barn in Wyoming when she's home. And she's fantastic. I mean, just one of the coolest people in the entire world. So, anyway, back to what I was saying. I introduced her to... I introduced Aspen to dermaplaning, and I'm telling you that it's a game changer for your makeup. But I was going somewhere else with that. I don't remember what it was. I know I'm going to listen to this podcast later, and then I'm going to be like, that's what I was saying. And I bet I'm the only one that's not going to be like, finish your story.
Turn right onto South Access Road.
I don't remember.
Well, I will say that if you go and get dermaplaned, the one thing you need to know is you remove all of the dead skin and all of the hair and peach fuzz from your face. I don't get dermaplaned unless I also get hydrofacials. Dermaplaning can cause little ingrown hairs and little breakouts if you don't, you know, from all... Basically, it's like razor blading your entire face. They take a scalpel. When she was doing it and you could hear it, were you like,
No, I thought she cut me once.
I thought she cut me.
I did. Because then she, like, after she got done, she went to go do the more of the hydrofacial. And then, like, right here, it started, like, burning like
a bit.
Like, water getting into a cut.
Oh, you probably had a little acne. Like, yeah. Yeah, I get jaw acne a little bit, and if you have a little pimple,
it's right here.
Yep, and she'll, you know, knock the head off of it and then clean it out. Mm-hmm. That way it can heal, but yeah, it does feel like you got cut. So, hydrofacials are fantastic, but a couple of things, just fair warning, your makeup goes on great, but you have to wear lots of sunscreen, because
all that... dead skin and already grown skin.
Yes, it's gone.
And now you're down to fresh baby skin.
Yep, all the peach fuzz is gone. You have got to really take good care. Lots of sunscreen. I keep sunscreen in my purse and in my car and in the office and in the house. Aspen will tell you the only thing that I can do right some days is just sunscreen my face.
When I first got down here, maybe 4 days after was our first vet day, and I was wearing a tank top, and it was 87 degrees, and I was out holding a horse, and Tara's like, do you have sunscreen on? Because I moved a strap or something, and I was already a dead tomato, and she took me inside, and I swear she put, like, 10 pounds of sunscreen on me.
Yes, I'm serious, and I'm really good to continue to redo my sunscreen. I just don't think that people realize how important it can be, especially for your face. I just don't want to look like a... So, I know that people laugh, and I'm like, I don't want to look like a haggard old woman. And they're like, you mean haggard? And I'm like, no, like Merle Haggard. I don't want to look like Merle Haggard.
Yes.
I don't want to look like that ever. I want to look...
Stay in the middle lane.
I don't want to look like a wrinkly, botched old lady. If I can preserve any of my youth. But it is what it is. So, Aspen this weekend is going to go have some fun. I'm going to... hang out with my child, and we may while Jacob is gone, we may go over to Fort Worth for a day. Did we take you to Fort Worth before we took you to...
I've never been to Fort Worth, like, inside in the stockyards or anything.
You haven't? Yeah, I need to take Aspen at least once. I mean,
I mean, we'll go over more than once, but I'm going to go across. Oh. I just, it's one of those things that is fun, and it's a girl's day, and we can go. Jacob likes to go, though, so we'll have to do it again when he comes back. Aspen went with me to Reynosa, New Mexico, yes, to see my dad, or to Roswell to see, that's where I was born, too, so we got to see some of the alien attractions and all of that nonsense, but, we'll have to go to Fort Worth. I don't know. But I still feel like there was just something that I'm missing telling everybody that we were talking about. We're talking about the dermaplaning.
I know. Was it about the hydrofacial? Like,
I love the hydrofacial.
Certain things.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember. But I will tell you guys, the next thing that I absolutely love is I get IV therapy.
I need to try that. Maybe that'll help my body.
Yes. Desi went and she was like, that's it. I'm going to do it.
Think you order when I'm ready.
I need a medium caramel mocha hot with whole milk. And I also need an Oreo McFlurry.
What do you want? I want a caramel frap, extra caramel.
I need a caramel frap with extra caramel. Medium?
Yes.
A medium.
Sorry, what else?
That's it. Thank you.
All right, so it's going to be 1068.
Thank you. I'm surprised you didn't want an Oreo McFlurry too. It's been a long week and it's Wednesday. It's been a long week and it's Wednesday.
Oh, look.
What?
Just a million people.
Oh. What is her stable name? Desi's stable name. LOL.
You're okay, gonna
hang
die.
On. You're gonna die when you see my stable name, and I'm like, oh, I don't even want to know what her stable name is. What is your stable name on the game?
Aspen Hill.
Aspen Hill.
Grove.
That's not a bad thing. I think that's cute. I think that's
hey,
cute.
If we ever do any more trivia, y'all better remember our stable names.
Yes. Yep. Yes. So I will tell you guys, some people will just wear you out. I have a client that's like messaging and messaging and messaging about her horse. If you guys ever buy a horse from me, please understand that it is not that we don't want to give you the best experience in the world. But when you're selling 50 horses in a week, there's 50 individual people like messaging talk. You ever feel that way?
Yes.
With some people, they just don't understand how busy we are, because this lady is like, is there any way that I can get a photo shoot with my horse tomorrow? And I'm like, I sent a
here?
Question mark. Yeah.
Oh.
And I sent a question mark, and she texts back and she said, you know, you take such beautiful pictures of the horses that are for sale, and I bought mine on the loose. Is there any way that you guys could catch it, clean it up, and send me those beautiful photos? And I'm like,
well, it's on the,
your horse was on the loose, baby, because it was less expensive, because we didn't take all the time and effort to do all of the things that we do for the more expensive ones.
Yes.
And then it makes me feel like a shit person. Like, I feel kind of like, I don't want to say that, though. Like, your horse isn't important, or your, that's never what I want somebody to feel like.
Yeah.
Even my car.
People also need to remember that we
are so busy,
so much to do, it's ridiculous. And I don't think people really actually know how much we do.
Oh, I know that people don't understand how much we do. Because I've worked at a lot of places. Just the white one, it's in the side right here, side pocket. I know that they don't. Is this your tool that you've left in my car?
Yeah, that's that thing I was talking about.
Why is it in my car?
I don't know. I forgot.
Here. That hurts me so bad. Aspen, okay, so when we go in for a hydrofacial, first she, like, clears all of your little, like, imperfections and your blackheads. And I'm, like, dying. Like, my eyes are crying. And I'm, like, considering suicide. I mean, it's horrible for me. Like, when she goes to do the blackheads across my nose, I am, like, literally, like, hands clenched. And I'm like, that's the end of the world for me. And Aspen gets up there and is like, oh, I do this to myself all the time. What kind of fucking self-torture are you into?
Well, I use my acne used to be really
bad. What kind of self-torture are you into?
Forward motion.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta...
Sometimes you just have to what? Enjoy the pain and pretend that it's normal?
When I didn't have... Ow! As much, I mean, because I've never went and got a facial before and that kind of stuff, so I had to just do
it myself. Poor Aspen, she tells me today, she's like, do I have to go with you? And I'm like, okay, you teenage snot-nosed brat. Yes, you have to fucking drive me. And then I get there and the lady has extra time to do a facial for her too, and I'm like, wait, you even deserve this facial?
I was kidding when I said that.
Yeah, that's what I would say too. No joke. I'm like, Aspen needs to drive me because I never know. Like, I never know if the lady at the last minute is going to be like, oh, let's do this or that. And anyway, Aspen.
I promise I was kidding.
Mm-hmm, that's what I would say to you. Mm-hmm. I think that's your frat.
No, that's chocolate. I don't know.
I don't know.
Normally it's...
I don't know either. This podcast is just kind of rambling. I think that's what I'm going to call it. Just random ramblings driving down the road.
But that's good.
It is good because I actually miss you guys. I kind of had a pissy attitude this morning. God, I think I am a moody bitch sometimes. I really do think I'm a moody bitch sometimes. I was just pissy today. And people were asking questions while I'm live about shit that does not pertain to anything I'm doing. And I am like, I am barely getting done what I need to get done today. Please stop distracting me.
No, that's your mocha.
Oh, mine was hot with whole milk.
Oh, they made it cold.
Well, fuck. I ordered on podcast, so they'll be able to see that it was hot with whole milk. It's fine.
Now they're remaking it.
Oh, was that mine and he's remaking it? Was that mine and he's remaking it?
Oh, it's because it says mocha. It's not a mocha frappe.
No, but you already made it? I would take it cold. That's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I don't want you to have to throw it away, and it's fine. I'll eat the whipped cream. It's no problem.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about that,
though. It's okay. I've had way worse things messed up than that.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much. No, thank you. He's like, it's fine. Bye, you guys. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Yes.
What do you want first?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah. You're going to swap me so I can send you horses.
I'm having a bite of this.
No.
Yes.
It's fine. Everybody should have to go on one road trip with us. I really am not as bad as,
you're not a horrible person.
No, but I am. When I get headaches, I am moody.
Can I agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she can totally agree with that. And something that I want to say, and this is something, I said this the other day when somebody was like, somebody said, was it yesterday or the day before? And it kind of started to hurt my feelings. And then I got angry, which y'all know me, when I get angry, I'm liable to say anything. But I said, like, I'm sick of people pretending like we have to be perfect all the time.
Nobody.
Like, at what point can we not just be ourselves? And if you like it, great. If you don't like it, great. And you don't have to like me personally to believe that the horses deserve a home. And that's what I get tired of, is people try to turn this into like the Tara Sanders show. And I'm like, it's not. It's a Kilpinry homing effort. We can all believe that the horses deserve a better outcome.
Oh, I have to go this way.
Yep, go. Turn around. We can all believe that the horses deserve a better outcome and not be a fan of mine. Like, you don't have to like me. But don't sit there and look through your little glass house at me. Because I do be getting moody. I do be getting moody. And my problem is like, other people, when they're moody, they get to like go home and pretend that the world doesn't exist. I might still have to be live or deal with customers or, you know what I'm saying? I still have to function and do a million fucking things. And I was on the struggle bus today. I got a lawn chair. I was sitting in a lawn chair video on horses. I couldn't even stand up. That's how bad my head hurt. I was out there in my little green chair.
You want to know the hardest part of my job?
What?
Taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. Some horses just don't have it.
Ugh.
some of them, like Navajo, walk up there and make it like a literal photo shoot out of a magazine.
And then like one horse today,
he was a thoroughbred.
Literally almost
he could not get it together. He literally could not. He couldn't stand on all four legs at the same time. It didn't matter what we did, he picked a leg up.
Yep.
I don't think I got a good photo of him one.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Data Central was his name.
Mm-hmm.
And a beautiful horse. Like, beautiful. Not photogenic at all. The least photogenic horse that we did. And truthfully, in person, he is stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Stunning. Stunning. But it is what it is. Well, we are in Longview, Texas. This is the little town that Lindsay might come to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we can meet her at Team Longo's.
Yes.
That's exciting.
And it's a full moon. I don't think it's actually a full moon tonight. I think the full moon is.
But it's beautiful. I have some crystals I can put in the window.
I have your purple crystal.
That's an amethyst.
Amethyst.
So,
I have a brain freeze. My right eye is like paralyzed and it hurts. This is not okay.
I have a brain freeze. I'm paralyzed.
I'm paralyzed.
Who gets up at 9 o'clock at night and decides to go pick their child up like 2.5 hours from the house?
Not me. Because I don't have a child.
Me. No. So, I'm not going to pick her up. I'm just going to meet her and Jacob for the night.
Where are we staying?
I don't know.
Oh.
Our rewards card is Hilton. So, a Hilton, a Hampton, one of those variety.
No getting spicy tonight.
No getting
unless
spicy
I tonight. Get my own room.
No getting spicy tonight. We have a toddler in the bed with us. She's a mess too, you guys. Really had no idea that being a mom could be so much fun. She really is fun. So today, basically what happened was she was going to stay until Friday with Michelle. Jacob got there to load up to drive to Shreveport to fly out. And Tinley said, I really miss my mom. I want my mommy. Cry, cry, cry. And then it was, I need Aspen. Aspen needs hugs from me. She kept telling Jacob. But Aspen needs me to hug her. Well.
We're on our way, Tinley.
We're on our way, Tinley.
You say we do.
She really is the boss of us.
Yeah.
Yes, the pecking order is Tinley, Mommy, Aspen, Daddy.
Daddy's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Aspen has just basically moved in and become family, which is perfect. But there are moments that I'm like, you're the one that said you needed a second, Mom. Not me. As I grab her Snapchat and snap all over people.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. It's fine. But I would like to think that we're a lot of fun.
You guys are amazing.
We're all right. But Jacob took us to the mall the other day to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I took pictures.
He went full dad mode on me.
He did. Listen, you guys need to follow me on Snap because it is so funny. I was taking pictures of Jacob and I was like, the moment you realize you have all girls.
As I'm in the dressing room, coming out, showing everybody outfits, and he's just sitting there like, oh Lord.
Yeah, he was helping Aspen pick out cute outfits that are appropriate for her age and her figure. And Jacob has the best taste in clothes.
He,
it's so
he
funny.
He really does.
He really does. He is such a good dad. It's funny now because everybody calls him Daddy.
Yeah.
Desi, Aspen, me, Tinley.
Joe's not there yet. I don't.
Joe is so. Okay. So Jolene is so funny. And I really like her. I like her and I like her mom. And she's just good.
I should probably text her and check on her. She didn't feel good today. The heat is just checking on you.
Yeah, the heat has kind of been hard on everybody. But Joe texted me today and was like, is it okay if I leave a little bit early? I'm really struggling. I think I'm a little bit dehydrated.
I texted back and said, what kind of person would I be if I said no to that?
So, she left a little early to go get something to drink and to cool off. And
it's just funny. The heat can affect everybody different. And, like, yesterday, she was a freaking soldier, and it was so hot. Mm-hmm.
Up until about 12, it was amazing. It was cool. There was a breeze. And then it all went away, and it was sunny and hot.
It
and
was miserable. Sunny and hot and miserable. Dr. Hanlon didn't finish up till like almost 7.
So. Yeah, I think he pulled out right about 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it feel to have your car over 100,000 miles?
I know. I bought this car with like 1,400 miles on it.
Oh, I was like, why is it slowing down? But Jacob
texted me and said, Tilly just grabbed my hand and said, hold my hand, Daddy, you're my best friend forever.
Aww.
I text a heart, but I wanted to say, yeah, just wait till I get there. She is a mama's girl.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. Jacob is a good dad. I'm excited to see what he gets bought at Billings.
Me too. I'm really.
Yeah.
I'm always excited after he goes to Billings.
I'm excited when he goes to any sale. I really miss going up north just because I miss the grass. It's just the wrong time of year. It's really hard. It's really hard to buy horses from the north.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bring still them cold. To the south.
Yep.
In the summer. It's not bad if you buy them in the fall or the winter, and then they can acclimate as the seasons change, but it's super hard to do it just drastic. So from like the beginning of May, normally April. This year was really different though, because it was cold here in April still, but from about April to May until almost October, we try not to go up north.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Whose birthday is it, Tinley?
Daddy's.
Happy birthday.
Today?
No, tomorrow.
I was going to say, I thought it was the 24th.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. She's so cute. So my child is really the highlight of my life. Oh, so I had a hater inbox me, call me a crackhead.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I've never done in my life is crack, which, and if you have, more power to you. I mean, I never did crack because I always had the attention span and the heart rate of a squirrel anyway. So yes. I just assumed if I did crack, I would die. But I will say I have microdosed some mushrooms and smoked some pot in my life, and I feel like Joe Exotic. I'm broke as shit. Right. What did he say? Do you remember? I've done drugs. I don't know. Anyway, I never actually watched The Tiger King. Everybody was like, you should watch it. And I'm like, I never watched one episode, but I actually have met him before. He's from Woodward, Oklahoma. And there used to be J.E.H. Stallion Station, which is now Dunn Ranch. And his ranch borders it. So, he used to pick up all the dead foals and, you know, all of the dead horses.
Yep.
And would feed them to his tiger. And he used to put up signs that would say, if you need your horse euthanized, please call. We will shoot it and dispose of it for free.
Yes.
And they would come out and shoot your horse instead of euthanizing it so that they could make the meat tiger meat. So I've always known him because everybody on the racetrack used to joke and be like, I'll let that one go be tiger food. And so anyway, I've known who he is for a long time. So I never did watch Tiger King, but Joe Exotic.
I'm so excited. I know you haven't watched it, but for the fourth season of Yellowstone to come out.
I do not watch Yellowstone either.
I love it.
I do not watch Yellowstone. Daddy does.
Mm-hmm. We're both very impatiently waiting for it to come out.
Saspin does.
Yes.
I do not.
I still want to know what happened to your windshield.
What, oh, to the inside of it? Somebody wiped it. Very clearly, somebody wiped the inside of my windshield.
Yes.
I just don't know who.
It was not me.
It wasn't me. My arms aren't long enough. I'm sure it was Jacob. I don't think Desi's ever drove in a car. Jacob the other day said something about trading my car in, and I'm like, I'm not ready. I love her. I do love this car. I drive the shit out of it, though. It's like my little, it's like my freaking, look at it. I mean, I live in it. This is like my home.
Your home doesn't look like this.
You live in my home.
I know you. I know I do.
And our home does look like this.
It's not as bad.
My living room looked like something bad happened in there. And I was like, Aspen, can you get all your stuff out of my living room?
I had to clean my room out first.
Yes, but tomorrow we have the masseuse coming, so she's going to set her massage table up in my living room so that we can all lay in the air conditioner and get our massages, and I'm telling y'all, I have not been this excited in a long time.
I have to go get A tomorrow.
You sure do. You sure do. Oh, Jacob is sending more. I sent you a message. Oh, on the game. Okay, she sent me a message on game. Let's see. Oh, Lord. Desi did send me a message. Okay, her. What is her stable name? She said, I found you. And I said, okay, if we use her 83, 84. Mine is better than Tara's. That's the name of her stable.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
Gosh.
Why is that not hilarious? I will say, Desi is the kind of person that will get into this game and be trying to whip my ass. Yes. All right, you guys. I'm actually going to lay my seat back and pretend that I am awake so that Aspen is not unsupervised.
You don't need to be supervised.
Yes, you do.
Why?
You know, the other day I was thinking that I am an adult and I officially have no supervision in life. Like, do you realize you get to the point that they just cut you loose in life? And I even thought for a minute, I was like, I am the boss of people. I'm like the boss of people. Who did this? I may have had a bite of a cookie and was contemplating all of my life choices. I was So for those of you who don't know, I have a wonderful customer who made me a batch of cookies, and we joke about cookies because this wonderful customer cooked them with pot butter, THC butter, and microdosed mushrooms. And long story short, I unfortunately went on a little trip. It's been, what, 2 or 3 months ago?
Yeah, I wasn't here.
I didn't know I was supposed to eat a bite of a cookie, so I was like the Alice in Wonderland person
and
who actually ate
a
cookie and a half. And I have actually not grown the balls yet to have even a bite of a cookie again. That was enough. One time was enough for me. And the other day I thought about it. I was like, I am going to have a bite of cookie. And I was like, I'm not. Desi told me she couldn't feel her hands, so I'm not.
I know. I told Desi I haven't been sleeping good at all. She said, just take a bite of a cookie. I'm like,
just
no.
Take a bite of a cookie.
No. I don't think I can grow the balls to do it.
I don't have it in me. I think I'm about, maybe, not when I have Tinley though. It would have to be like supervised. That's what I was thinking. So this was the thing about it. I was like, maybe I should just like
quarter a cookie and just eat a quarter of a cookie. And then I was like, Tinley is not here. And I was like, but daddy's gone and you were gone somewhere. You had gone on your date.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm just gonna take a bite of cookie and lay down. And I was like, I am unsupervised. I am not gonna eat a cookie unsupervised. Also, and then I got to thinking, I had had two glasses of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, wait a minute. I am a whole ass adult. I am an adult. And I am no longer supervised. They have set me free in this world to do as I please. And then I was like, well, I did buy Frisians, so I do have adult money, because that's what you do when you're an adult with adult money. You go buy Frisians. Mm-hmm. And then I got to thinking about it and was like, oh my God, I'm the boss of people. Like, I tell people what to do. It was great. Have you guys ever had that moment? If you haven't, you need to drink a glass of wine and take two Midol, and you'll go places you don't even realize.
Does this work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they both do. All right, you guys. Well, I hope y'all have a good day or night. I hope this podcast finds y'all well. This had no purpose to it other than this was complete random ramblings of nonsense.
Yes. But
we just wanted to check in, and we missed y'all today. We kind of had a long day, but man, my day started out just, man, I was just in such a grumpy mood.
I got a lot done. Yeah.
And Haley sold, music sold, and Spark sold. Yeah. I really just felt blah.
Mm-hmm.
What hasn't sold is the little bay mare.
Yep.
Sonia, and then the two thoroughbreds didn't sell.
Okay.
But I feel like we did one more horse. I feel like we did more than that.
We did.
You rode Homie, but just to exercise him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and you saddled the mare that's just a brood mare.
Yeah.
So that's two. So we got... So technically...
We videoed six.
Yeah. The two thoroughbreds, Haley, the two walkers, and Sonia.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, we'll get six more done tomorrow. And I love you guys.